Peace is more than the absence of war. We're also talking about positive peace, both individually, communally, and we live in a world that has, we know, many, many conflicts, and so peace, obviously, more than ever, is needed.
Do you think there's a certain romance people see in war? And if there is, how do we go about dispelling that notion?
Of course, there's a tremendous attraction, both culturally and within societies, of the heroic and the mythos of war and its meaning, particularly its meaning for males, but for societies of domination. And there are several different ways. One way is to try to end wars through peacekeeping. Another is to provide alternative ways of imagining peace. If one knows the history, for example, of the universal peace symbol, that it came about through Gerald Holtom, who was an activist, being in such pain at a protest about the proliferation of nuclear arms that he drew an image for a poster of himself in a Christ-like figure and holding up a banner. And then from that, this was retooled and reimagined. And when he first said, let's use that in our protest, people said, it's never going to go anywhere. And of course, it became a universal symbol. People also said, why don't you copyright it? And he said, no, I don't want to copyright it. I want it for humanity. So there are stories like that, stories people just generally don't know, that provide alternative ways of thinking about how human beings live their lives and what they're willing to dedicate their lives to.
Is that a big part of what peace museums are about, providing that alternate story?
Well, war museums predominate, will continue to predominate. History museums that glorify war and nationalism will continue to predominate, right? But what peace museums do is they may represent aspects of past conflicts, certainly that's there in some of them, but they also provide the untold stories, and there are many of them, of peoples, indigenous peoples, of environmental impact and issues, of stories that have not been given generally daylight in more traditional settings. So they provide an alternative to look, to listen, to hear about different side of history.
Why is war glorified and not peace?
One of the things that I have long argued is that we have to create knowledge about language and history of peace. And war is glorified because, of course, war is situated in sites of power. And so the connection between that and history has been inextricably linked. And part of what peace museums attempt to do is to create an alternative discourse, a discourse of caring, a discourse of possibility, a discourse of resistance to war and to violence. Of course, peace museums recognize well that they are speaking in an alternative voice, but that is one of their contributions to educate young people or any of their audiences.